Agudn Erev Shabbos, Agudn Erev Rosh Chodesh, Agudn Chanukah. The longest introduction ever, like just we have, the longest benching. Leidu Nishma, Yisrael Zeh Ben Avraham, Mira Rochel, Bas Yosef Yankov. I'd like to share with you this week the Akdoma, based ourselves on the Akdoma of Rabbeinu Bechai to the Parsha. As we know and as we mentioned before, every Parsha has its Akdoma. Quoting a Pasuk from Mishnah and finding the connection. Says the Pasuk, B'tach el Hashem b'chol libecha ve'el binoscha al tisho'ein. Trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your heart and don't rely on your understanding. Shlomo HaMelech is warning us and telling us about the importance of bitachon, because bitachon is the yesod and ikar of Torah and mitzvahs. A person puts trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart and doesn't trust anybody else or anything else. That is our goal, to get to that level. And the intention is, even whether in a case where his seichel tries to tell him they should trust in his wealth or his strength, etc., don't rely on it. If they're trying to persuade you to have a positive relation with Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that's the way to go. And that's what the pasuk tells us: Rabos machshavos b'lev ish matzas Hashem hisokum ki mosaf osher l'rov ein lo lachet tov liatzmo. Because whatever we have is from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says very clearly in the Pasuk in Koheles. It's light-footed if you don't necessarily run fast. Not necessarily the stronger person going to win the battle, as we see Rabbi Barbatim. They don't have bread. Don't have as well. Those who understand the depths of Torah. Even the dibur which we have, when we speak, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting into our mouths the words that we should say. And therefore, continues Rabbeinu Bechai, a person should not and cannot and must not put his trust in anybody, in any human, but he has to make the efforts to what he has to do and rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him what he needs. And he has, we're not going to go into it though, but talking about a person divided into eight sections. And he has to know that each one of those things is an attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me go from there. So Rabbeinu Bechai is telling us how careful we have to be to work on our bitachon and emunah. Says the pasuk in Mishnah, "Bitach el Hashem v'lo yomar b'Hashem." It says "El Hashem." This pasuk we're just quoting. What does it mean, "El Hashem"? Coming to tell us that bitachon Hashem is with his full heart. Is that his thought process should be completely towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einei tomid el Hashem, says the pasuk continuing. And it's not roy for a tzaddik who is fully trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look for any reason. And we all said, like we mentioned before as well, for orvim evim lo ilachem abosim baboike, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hizmin lo isa sibu v'hu lo bikesh, you didn't ask for it. That's the highest madriga. We don't ask him, but you're taking care of all your needs are taken care of, because after us and our And the problem we have here is, how is it connected to the parasha? So Rabbeinu Bechai very clearly, the Yosef HaTzadik on his level of bitachon shouldn't have asked the Tzar Mashkim to remember him to Pari. Because of those two words which he mentioned, which he uttered, he had to spend two more years in the Beis HaSeah. Shei Shalom Yosef. As the pasuk says, Vizkartani Voitzesani. And that's what the pasuk is telling us here. Yosef had a dream. Sorry. Yosef translated, explained the dreams of the Sa'uth and Sa'uth Maskim. As also where they reorganized, I didn't realize. He stayed in the 2 years longer in the prison there was an illness because of his katani fatani. Rabbi Yehuda is trying to point out that you can't live life properly and normally without bitachon. Bitachon is the bedrock of life. Emunah and bitachon by Kadosh Baruch Hu are the sources of all good for us. And the more a person learns and trains himself to be b'tach b'Hashem, the greater, the more enjoyable and spiritual and everything else his life will be. He'll be zeicha to an unbelievable amount of siyata d'shmaya. It's only once we have that HaKoros HaToyv, that recognition, that Kol Ma'an Da'ovid Rachmona L'Tavo Avid, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our good, Nothing, not at all. If you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sky is the limit. And don't we see that in the story of Hanukkah? The Rabbi Miati and Tanatorium, they went ahead, they went to battle against all odds. There's no in the world that could work. So how does it work? Because they were Beteach Bashem, that the fact that they had done tshuva, and the fact that they were reassessing their life, that is enough reason to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is really what we're learning over here. Don't trust yourself. Don't think that I'm the one who's a good businessman. I had this good idea. I this, I that. It's not Shibucha. It's Kudshav Rihu. When someone throws an idea into a person's head, he goes ahead with it and he makes himself, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, a lot of mammon. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing to do with that he's smart. I'm this and I'm that. No. You may be, but that's not the reason why. Let's all be Chazagai Munah and be talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And remember that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is for our perfect and ultimate good, whether we see the good at this point or not. And we have to remember that that is the Yesod Gadol. And that's an Eis Chanukah that they had B'tochem B'Hashem, those who fought. Hashmonoi Bonov, they didn't think about what might happen to them. They said, Klai Yisrael has to be saved. Let's all kumo v'nanecha v'betach el Hashem b'chol libecho v'albinoscha al tishoin.